Are you ready? I'm ready. I hit record. Are you ready? I'm ready.
Ready.
Pop some peas. Ready. Pop some peas.
I don't want to pop some peas. Happy Thanksgiving Day. That's not the day.
Merry Halloween. Good enough.
Happy Arbor Day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our second ever Irish Joe episode. My name is Jason Mark, and over there is Joseph Neal, and together we are Just Be Cousins, JBC, in your face. The tradition started 1,600 years ago when this dude named Patrick decided to chase some snakes around an island, and then there was some Catholics. Also, I think there might have been a blind girl. I'm not sure. Was that Valentine? Anyway, all these saints are the same, right? Anyway, I should probably get on to what the show is about. The show is about love.
Love. Love. You can chase it.
I love greetings, love. Love. Shamrocks. Shamrock shakes. Love. Oh my God, no way. Did he say, what did he say?
Well, he was, I think with a lot of energy, he was explaining to you that climbing up the topsail, he lost his leg.
Okay.
The fact is that the content of that song isn't necessarily Irish or St. Patrick's-ish, but the process of the song, I thought, was very Irish, and
it just sounded
right to me.
It was
the
beautiful.
Fact is, we know that this holiday is all about snakes, motherfucker.
Snakes.
Break it down, snakes. Jason. Why is it about snakes?
Because a snake is a reptile, and a reptile is a kind of serpent, and a serpent is a thing that twists around when it eats you, and that's a snake.
Ah, you missed it. No, snakes are green, dude.
That's what I said. I just didn't.
Okay.
Hey, that song, though, I mean, seriously, people are going to think that we do this shit on purpose. We don't. Later on, there's going to be a thing where I lost my leg. It's going to be hilarious. I promise you.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's just synergistic. You know what?
Now,
you and I were complaining.
I think anybody that listens to this show knows, and anybody that knows us knows even better. We don't present stuff to each other before the show. We bring the stuff to the show in hopes that we make each other laugh, or we disgust each other, or we repeat each other, and it's completely redundant. At that point, we're like, oh wow, we really know each other well. That's great. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's the goal, essentially. I mean, in a sense, each of us is that little kid who runs up and says, daddy, look what I did, except there's no daddy. It's just each other. Look at this thing I did. And the other guy goes, that was awesome, dude. Now look at this thing I did. And then the other guy goes, that was awesome, dude. And you guys can listen to it on a podcast called Just Because.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's something that other podcasts do, but I feel like a lot of other podcasts, everybody is clued in to what's about to happen. I mean, a lot of podcasts are, you know, improvised, so nobody knows what's happening, and that's great, and everybody makes each other laugh. But we actually bring stuff, and it's not that we write it, but it's that we bring stuff. Maybe other people have written it, and then once we present it, though, the other host has not heard it,
right.
So that gives us a chance to laugh genuinely.
Yes.
Though
exactly.
Oftentimes it isn't funny, and then we have to fake laugh anyway, so I don't know if this is working. But happy St. Patrick's Day, green and shamrocks and drunken Irish people, and just
drunken
people in general.
In general,
drunken people celebrating drunken Irish people. Think about it.
Yeah. All of the whole Ireland is always drunk. Like, for them, sobriety is being drunk. They get sober when they're feeling like letting go. But just like in a normal day, you just wake up drunk or pished, as they say, and you go to work and you're inebriated, and
Maybe you'll go out at lunchtime, and when no one's looking, you'll have some coffee, you know, just to sober up a bit. But then you down a
not,
few.
Not two pints, or not like a shot and a half of Jameson, but some coffee to wake up.
And then right before you walk back in the office, two shots of Jameson, and then back to being drunk until nighttime when finally you go to sleep completely. More or less, you just passed out. That's Ireland. I've been there. Have you been to Ireland, Joe?
No, and I've never been across the pond.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not a worldly guy. And again, when you're talking about, this is a strange holiday. How it began, I guess, was about snakes. And that might have been one thing, but I feel like now it's about being drunk. Yeah. And it's about celebrating Irish people, which seems like, if it were just a statement, it would be a microaggression. But this seems like a macroaggression, except Irish people completely embrace it. So I don't know if there's any aggression at all. Are you following me here?
I think so. I mean, no, but yeah.
This is a holiday about being drunk, and it's based on it, and it's a celebration of Irishness.
Well,
here, let me put it this way. Okay. You get ready to bleep some shit out, or stop the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll make an argument for that later, but it's okay. Oh God, are you ready, Jason? Here we go.
Yeah.
What if we had? Okay, what if there was a holiday that celebrated black tradition?
You mean like the entire month of February?
No, I'm talking about a day. And here's the thing.
Wait a minute. There is a day. Isn't it called Juneteenth?
I don't know, man. You're throwing me off. Yes, and. Come on. This,
what about Kwanzaa?
Improv comedy.
Come on, improv comedy. Why do you got to go?
Improv comedy.
Why do you got to go? You know there's a thing called Black Irish. Why don't you do that? I don't know what it is. Right, I could look it up real quick.
On Black Irish Day that we'll call St. Jamal's Day. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Really? This is where we're going on this?
No. All right. I'll just stop the whole thing.
No, here you go.
What I'm saying is, fucking, why is this holiday okay? Why is it okay?
Okay,
it seems
I think I
like
see where
a
you're going.
Fucking insult. I'm getting a little like, I need to calm down. And I'm trying to defend the Irish people because there's a holiday that is based on both them and drinking copious amounts of alcohol. But it seems like a slight, except they're totally on board with it, and I kind of admire that.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're like reticent to even comment on this.
No. I was okay. I didn't know where you're going, but now I know where you're going. So let's try to think of an example that won't get us tweeted about by the left-wing media. Huh? So what if there was a holiday for blondes? All right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody. It's the blondes holiday. And everybody goes to the grocery store on blondes day, and mm-hmm. they stare at frozen orange juice. Right? That's what they do on blondes day. And they have a big old
because that's what blondes do.
Yeah, they stare at frozen orange juice because the thing on there says concentrate. So everybody's and I see your point. You're like blondes would be offended. Like, look, it's great that you guys are having fun. You're in the grocery store. You know, you're buying produce. That's good for you. But you guys are kind of insulting us at the same time. We're more than just dumb blonde jokes, right? And Irish people are more than just beer and St. Patrick, right? And I feel what you're saying, Joe, but the truth of the matter is no, they're not. Irish people are just the color green, unless they're Protestant, and beer, unless they're teetotalers. So there you go. That's what we're celebrating.
Well, Irish teetotalers have no place in a celebration of St. Patrick's Day.
No, none.
We need both copious alcohol and Irish. Oh, by the way, we don't need Irish people. We just need to kind of allude to them somehow.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes, again, I think slightly offensively, in the form of leprechauns.
Okay. Well,
well, what? What is it, so? But again, this is me. I don't need to graft my own sensitivity onto the Irish people, because they don't seem, and good for them. God damn it, they're not offended by the cartoonish, weird image of a leprechaun. It would seem almost offensive. That's all I'm saying. But they don't care. So okay. Fucking. I think we could all take, you know, a little bit of a lesson from that. Like, come on, everybody, let's not give a fuck.
Let's do this then. Let's make a day that's for your people, whatever they are. And don't just say white, Joe, because you're more than just, I mean, that's just too.
I'm not just white, I'm a cracker.
Well, yeah, so, okay, decide what you are, either based on your heritage or your upbringing or where you grew up or people you've caught, people from whom you have caught social diseases. I don't care. Let's just come up with something, and then let's celebrate you in a way that, one, is offensive, and two, you're on board with. So how are we going to celebrate, you know, the people of the Joe Day?
You broke it down because you know more about our heritage. It's not just mine. Mm-hmm. Whatever I am, you are at least partially. So
yeah.
So we can join in together on this. But me specifically, I believe that I'm part Irish.
We are part Irish, according to... Yeah. Grandmothers who may have been lying or drunk, but we are part Irish.
If they were Irish, then certainly.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, this one was Greek, but, you know, I don't know what that means. We're part Greek.
Those people were drunk, too, and yeah. There were other problems. I don't even want to go into that.
No, you don't go into that. So we're part Greek, and we're part Irish, and, okay, I don't know about your mom. My mom has, from her side, some German, so I can't give you that unless you got some already, but let's just do the Greek-Irish thing. Let's just do that.
All right, hit it.
So how are we going to celebrate Greek-Irish Day?
Uzo? Well, what I wanted to say was really, really, really terrible, and I feel like you've been doing a good job of holding me back from saying something that's going to cause big problems.
You're going to talk about goat fucking, weren't you?
Well, is that the Greek side?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
fuck a green goat.
Super, super, super drunk, wear green, and fuck a goat.
You color the goat green, and then you fuck
Yeah, that's right. The goat must be green.
Yeah.
You wear green.
Yeah.
There's a pot of gold.
Yep.
At the end of a rainbow right next to the scene. Like, that's part of the scene when you're fucking the green goat.
So, and, about 17...
And you're drunk. And you're real drunk.
About 1,700 years ago, St. Patrodopoulos was in the forest, and he was lost, and he needed money for an orphanage, and a snake crawled across his foot, and he was so scared that he turned around, but when he did, his robe tore off of a bush, and he was suddenly naked, and he tripped, and as he fell down, his... Greek-Irish schlong flew into a ready and willing goat, and the orgasm Green. Was so amazing that he had a vision of where to find a pot of gold, and when he got there, it wasn't gold, it was hummus.
Yeah, and that's the story. Democracy, and end of story.
Yeah, so on Irish Greek Day, we eat hummus, we fuck green goats, and we get drunk. Now, that's offensive to me, Joe. I hope you're offended, and I'm on board with it.
I'm very offended. I just hope that we can name the episode St. Patrodopoulos.
That's what we're going to name it then. Okay.
Or did you have a better one? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of...
Maybe we'll come up with something better. But
maybe. I like it so far.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay, so...
I like it as much as the ancient Greeks liked having sex with little boys.
Oh, is that where you were going to go? You were not even going to do goats. Oh, I get it. Ha ha ha. Young goats are called kids. That's really funny, Joe. That's really funny.
Okay, so... Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Hey, are you guys doing anything tomorrow?
I don't know about you, but try to forget them tonight. Please. As you get drunk like an Irish person.
Are you drinking right now?
Well, I've had two Stella Artois.
All right.
That's Belgium.
Yeah.
But most importantly, the bottle is green.
Okay.
So
you know, People say Stella Artois, and I always think they're going to say Stella Artois. Like, it's a person who's talking to Stella, and, you know, they've all got the same twat problem, and, like, Stella's not paying attention. She's like, Stella's, like, singing a song, eating Oreos or something. And this gal's like, Stella, our twats, you know, are itching or on fire or need medication or are glowing, something. But then they don't. They don't say our twats. They say our twas, and I'm disappointed.
Oh, well, I'm sure that there's a huge group of women outside of your house right now screaming, stop talking about our twats.
Yeah. I just love the word twat. I don't want to do a whole episode on it like we did a while back.
Like we've done before.
Yeah. It's just a great
word. I
wish
that were a joke. It's funny, but it's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
It's a state of fact.
It's just a good word. I am drinking a pale ale by Silver Moon Brewing, and it is called Get Some, except that some is S-U-M instead of S-O-M-E. And on the one hand, I think Get Some is supposed to be like Summit, because there's a picture of a dude skiing and there's a guy on a mountain bike, right? So Get Some, like Get Summit, you know? But some, Get Some, also means, you know, get some pootie tang. And then also, it's spelled S-U-M, but another way of making of indicating an S sound in English is with the letter C, and then that would be Get Come. So I think this is supposed to be just like a big fuck you beer. I like it.
It's good. Is it Irish?
Yep.
It is. See, that's good. You paid more attention. No, I found a green beer. Well, a green bottle. Okay. The beer is brown. But it's green bottle. I'm just saying green. Green's real important, dude.
Really
this
important.
Holiday has as much to do with green as anything else. In fact, I'd say it's about a three-way tie between Irish, green, and booze.
Yeah. And when you say booze, see, to me, it's just beer. But you're saying booze in general.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, there's plenty of Irish whiskey, and I think that's focused on. If you were to look back, well, let's just say the data, if you looked at it, would reflect that there's probably more Jameson drank on this day every year than any other year. I'm going out on a limb here.
Okay.
I think that there are Irish whiskeys that are focused upon. I feel like, but even beers, like what do you think about? I think there's more Guinness.
Yeah.
You know, consumed on
probably,
this day. Than any
probably.
Other. That's why I'm saying it's a triad. Like we need a whole lot of green. We need a whole lot of booze. But, you know, you have to work that out. Is it an Irish booze? If not, then maybe, hopefully, it's a green bottle or you're wearing enough green to kind of override the fact that you're drinking some alcohol that isn't Irish. Am I reading way too far into this?
Making 100% good sense. So somebody who is Irish once said to me, now this isn't true. I don't know anybody who's Irish. I'm making this up right now. But somebody I knew who was Irish said that Irish people view everybody as Irish. Like they just love everyone. And like when you're in Ireland, you're Irish or whatever, right? Like that's the very, and I'm thinking that must also be true for alcohol on St. Patrick's Day. No matter what you're drinking, it's an Irish beer on St. Patrick's Day, right? The Stella Artois, that's Irish. My Get Some Pale Ale is Irish and so everything is Irish. Like,
well, maybe that's something I like about it, is because it's kind of like everybody gets to be Irish.
Yeah.
And that's not an offensive notion either. I really feel like everybody gets to kind of be Irish.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful thing.
On St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. And then on Sunday,
I think so,
everybody gets to be violently ill. On March 18th, which this year is a Sunday, everybody gets to be, you know, king or queen of kneeling in front of their porcelain throne, usually at about 3 a.m. Anyway, hey, Joe.
Now, this is early.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I cut your joke off.
No.
Check it out. This is early, but oh, my God, I have to take a pee. It's on St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Now I'm working on my third beer, and I guess that's when the floodgates open, and I have to go pee. What do we do? What should I do? Should I pee in my pants?
Yeah, pee in your pants.
It's early for me to just leave you alone.
No, no. Here's the thing, Joe. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pee in your pants, but I don't want you to do it on air. I want you to get up and leave like you were going to go to the bathroom, but I want you to just go pee your pants. Now, come back and tell us about it. In the meantime, I will tell everybody in listener land who St. Patrick is in terms of who he is the saint, the patron saint of. Okay?
Okay. I'm going to go outside, pee my pants. I'm wearing green, so that makes it okay.
Yep.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'll be right back, Jason.
All right. There he goes. Mm-hmm. Off he goes. There he goes. Bye-bye, Joe. Okay, so everybody, and everybody includes Joe because he's not listening to this now, but he will listen to this later. St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland. You probably didn't know that. He is also the patron saint of Nigeria, huh? Montserrat, right? That's French or something. He is the patron saint of the Archdiocese of New York, and he is the patron saint of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Newark. I did not know they had a Roman Catholic Archdiocese in Newark, but they do. He is the patron saint of Boston, and anybody who listens to, what was that band? Jump Around. Jump. They're from Boston. They were Irish. He is the patron saint of Missouri, right? Which is where that one city is, Springfield. There's a lot of Springfields in the country, actually. You know, I think he's probably, like, the patron saint of all of them. He is the patron saint of Loiza. I don't know what or where that is. He's the patron saint of Puerto Rico, and so I guess he really fucked up last year. He's the patron saint of Murcia, which is in Spain, of course. He is also the patron saint of Clangiola Fadrig. I probably pronounced that wrong, but that's not my fault. I have an American education. He is the patron saint of engineers, paralegals, and the Archdiocese of Melbourne. I don't know why that's not with the other cities in this list. He is also the patron saint of invoked against snakes. Oh, wait. He is the patron that you invoke against snakes. So if there's a snake hanging out, you're like, hey, snake, go away. And the snake's like, fuck you, man. I'm a snake. And he's like, oh, yeah, St. Patrick says, go away. You have to go. He is also, this is what it says, the patron saint of sins. And I think that pretty much explains St. Patrick's Day. Joe, are you back? Joe is not back. He is venerated.
I am.
He's back.
No, okay. No, I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
That sounded fascinating. Can't wait to hear it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it sounded very thematic. I mean, come on. St. Patrick's Day.
I
hope we all learned a lot. Did you learn something while you were reading from Wikipedia?
I did. Yeah. Yeah. And it was...
Or were you reading from Wikipedia? Was that straight from your brilliant mind? Because you do have one of those, too.
I have one of those. I rent one of those. And no, this time I was reading from Wikipedia, but I was reading it in the original Gaelic. A lot of people don't know this, but Wikipedia is actually the original is in Gaelic. Most people see the translation, but the original. You know, like the Bible is in Aramaic and in Hebrew, right? And Wikipedia is in Gaelic. Very Irish thing. So, Joe, we are at the 23-minute mark. Did you want to do the one-third thing, or do you want to just go to the half-hour thing?
Well, I feel like just the timing is right. I mean, do we have a – is there a St. Patrick's Day or maybe even like an Irish or maybe even just a green Larko?
Yep.
Or do we have one of those?
Yep.
I know we just heard a whole lot of Jason. But Larko isn't just Jason. He might be reading it, but Larko is it's its own thing. Shall we do that? Are you down? Are you ready to read it? You got a copy?
Absolutely. And no, I will not be reading it because Larko, those fuckers, decided that they wanted to pay us less this week because they needed their beer money. So they said they were going to pre-record it, and that way they don't have to pay me for reading it. And I'm like, well, you don't pay me for reading it. You pay us for just airing it. I happen to read it for you. They're like, no, we're not paying you as much. And I said, you fucking mix. So I'm going to play this now.
And you did not read this for clarity. You didn't read this.
Mm-mm.
You didn't record this?
Nope. This is them.
Okay.
I mean, I know what it is.
Damn.
It's appropriate to two things you've brought up. But let me let's see if I can bring it up. I'm just setting some levels here. Okay.
Walk us through what happens next.
All right, here's what's happening next. I'm going to mute myself, and I'm going to hit go. All right.
in a world where every man's looking for that pot of gold.
Money's green, Ireland green, you know what I'm saying?
In a world where whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Ah, Jesus. Mickey, I can't feel me fingers anymore, laddie.
In a world where sometimes your dreams can cost you an arm and a leg, literally.
Oh my God. Sean, Connor, Aiden, Liam.
From the writer of St. Patrick's Day Massacre and the director of the smash hit Corned Beef and Courage and the critically acclaimed Shamrock the Cradle, Largo Pictures presents The Leprechaun. Where true grift meets the grift and the blarney's all malarkey.
Let me see the cabbage. Not the coleslaw, you idiot. The money.
One man and a colony of quintuple amputees versus big insurance.
What do you mean, pre-existing condition? My leg fell off just this morning.
Coming to the big screen this March, put your hands together if you've got hands for...
Yippee, we're rich. What are we going to do, buy pants?
The Leprechaun. A Largo picture.
Hey, Scotty, put that in your bagpipe and smoke it.
Okay, yeah. I did not know Larco was getting into the movie game, but apparently they are.
Hey, man, they're fucking everywhere. And they are. I like it. There was something about that.
Well,
many times I'm frightened by Larco. This time I was genuinely amused.
Yeah, I'll go see it.
I gotta go see that. Leprechaun?
The Leprechaun. Awesome. Yeah. Guess it's about this guy who cons some people by being a leper in Ireland. I don't know. Sounds great.
It seems like a nice play on words, too. I can dig that.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I don't know if you caught that, but whoever wrote that, you know,
yeah.
I know that you've tried. I know that you've been like, you've sent in pieces and you're like, can I be a writer for Larco? And they're like, no.
Yeah.
You can read our shit because, you know, you're one of our many, many, many shows that has to shill our products. But look, that was good writing. It was good.
I think it was pretty good. I liked it. I'm going to go see that movie. And it was apropos to the song that you had us play at the intro there because, you know, I lost my leg. What is it he said?
Yeah. I lost my leg.
Yeah. But we didn't plan that.
That's one of the things that in that song, that band screams that over and over again. So this is all tying together.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
And not just because everybody's wearing green. That's an easy way to tie everything together and make everything seem alike. Everything and everyone is wearing green and the goat is dyed green.
Yeah.
You know, and my penis that's going into the goat has a tattoo that says green on the side of it.
No. You don't color your penis green. You just have a tattoo with green. And the tattoo is purple.
That way as it goes in and out, it's like green.
It's green. It's
green. You can only read the whole word every once in a while.
Yeah, you can. It goes green, green, een, een, en, 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 green, 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 een, en, en,
green,
en, 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 green. Yeah. Or is it the other way around? Do you put the end? Is the end near the head? Near the bell?
For our listener, we are not describing what it's like to read a hard on going in and out of a green goat.
We're not.
Or but are we?
I think we are. No, but just now when I was picturing it, I got to admit that I wasn't literally picturing it. I was just going with the way green is spelled. But I think, like, I'm looking down at my own little leprechaun here, and I think that if I were to put the word green on my pot of gold, I would probably, I would do the end would be closer because I would, like, turn, I would, like, kind of, like, twist to the left a little bit so now I can read it and the G is closer to my stomach and the N is way out there by the tip.
Well, we've really done it, you know.
We've done something.
Of all of the podcasts we've ever done, I don't know if we've ever stuck to a theme this closely. And full disclosure, you might know this, Ian, our listener. We struggle to stick to a theme sometimes. It helps us. It contains us a little bit in our conversation, and that's fine. I'm just gonna let the cat out of the bag. We didn't even realize it was fucking St. Patrick's Day, and it's not yet. It will be when you're listening to this, but we realized we had a completely different theme because that's how much we care about St. Patrick's Day, is that we didn't even realize that it was coming at all. It was Thursday, remember? And I texted you and I was like, isn't it St. Patrick's Day? And we had to abandon we had to abandon everything.
Yeah.
And yet somehow here we are recording this show and everything seems to be appropriately just orbiting around the green sun that is Ireland, filled with booze.
And I just want to reiterate what Joe just said. This is very important because we start recording at 8 p.m. Pacific on Friday nights, because p.m. is nighttime. Usually, sometimes a little bit late, sometimes a different day, but usually 8 p.m. on a Friday. And Joe texted me on Thursday, like, oh gosh, it was noonish or so. And so you're exactly right. Up to that point, I was putting off doing any work on the show until 7:30 p.m. around our first theme. But then I had to switch gears completely and start putting off a completely different set of work until 7:30 p.m. on Friday.
Oh, man. Jason, that's exactly what happened to me. I was like, ooh, I've got a lot of work to do in the evening here on a Thursday around the original topic. Then midday, we realized that we had a different topic. So I had, again, just like you, I had to then put off a different topic and start working on that in the evening. And then I went to sleep, so I didn't get to start working on this topic until this morning. And I'm not just bragging, but I have a feeling that in our minds, maybe because we're Irish, it's easier to put together a whole goddamn show because we're Irish. St. Patrick's Day is like, that's easy.
That's a very good point, yeah.
However, of course, we didn't write any of this shit. No. But
We prepared
emotionally.
Emotional preparedness, right? Which is, for this episode was beer and I ate some corned beef and cabbage.
I don't have any of that, but I do have a Belgian beer that has a green bottle.
Yeah,
and I'm going to open up another one. Will be my fourth beer. I hope that doesn't take me over the edge because we have a lot more shit to do here.
We do. We got a whole 27 minutes on this
St. Patrick's Day.
Jesus.
How many minutes?
27.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
So where should we go next? Do you want to do a little more banter?
Yeah, I want to banter. I want to ask you some questions about St. Patrick's Day in your neck of the woods there in Davenport, Iowa. Now, Davenport, of course, is known in the United States. Anybody who's listening who's not from the U.S., let me just reassure you, Davenport is known as Little Ireland. Right. Basically, it is the most Irish city. Some people say Boston's the most Irish city.
It's bullshit.
Bullshit. Hey, what's the name of that band, by the way? Because I couldn't remember while you were gone. That did jump around, jump, jump, jump around, jump up, and get down.
Oh, that's House of Pain.
House of Pain. That's it. And who's that guy that Whitey
Everlast.
Ford? Everlast. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the name of a boxing company, boxing equipment?
No, Everlast.
No, isn't it, though?
Actually, maybe you're right, but I had a joke and you stepped on it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Everlast is a candy by Willy Wonka. That's the shorthand for it. It's the Everlasting Gobstopper. And that – a lot of people don't know this, but House of Pain is based – specifically on Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. You know why?
Why?
Because the Chocolate Factory itself is a house of pain. It's the metaphor is layered really deep. People don't get this.
Wow.
House of Pain is about Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, because when you walk into that, if you're a petulant child or if you have lessons to be learned, those lessons are learned in the House of Pain. And the lead rapper of that group is called Everlast, but that's short for the Everlasting Gobstopper.
Oh.
Did you know all that?
I did not know all that.
Neither did I. I just came up with it.
No, you didn't. Because it's totally true.
No, it's real. I wouldn't take credit for such a thing.
No.
That's a layered metaphor. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very layered. That's layered. That's got so many...
It's not layered. It's only layered in that, chocolate is layered upon coconut is layered upon nougat.
Ooh, yeah. No, let me ask you this question about nougat, chocolate, and coconut. If you start Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and then at exactly, minute 2 and 14 seconds... No, minute 3 and 14 seconds. What am I saying? Minute 3, 14 seconds. If you start House of Pain's third album, which, as everyone knows, was called... Joe? Okay, they didn't have a third album. So their second album...
I can't hit Wikipedia that fast. come on, do it.
If you do their second album, Truth Crushed to Earth Shall Rise Again, it syncs up with the movie... Absolutely syncs up the movie in no way whatsoever. But, I mean, anyway, I'm really trying to kill this thing. This is like a Saturday Night Live sketch.
No, it's okay. I really think that might work. Now, I've never tried it, but when you're talking about like what's the really popular sync up that people do? It's Dark Side of the Moon, Dark Side of the Rainbow. So it's Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if you hit, did you say it was the second or third album from House of Pain?
I said it was the third one because they don't seem to have one. So,
that makes sense. Well, anyway, I think that if you were to do that,
yeah.
I think it might work. And I'm not kidding. I don't care if it syncs up or not. Just listen to House of Pain and watch Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory and see if you're not entertained. I fucking dare you.
I think that's what St. Patrick's Day is all about. It's Willy Wonka, it's House of Pain, it's Everlast, it's boxing, it's beer, it's La Coca Nostra. It's Put Your Lights On, Carlos Santana, right? I mean, St. Patrick's Day is it's Cypress Hill, Joe.
Cypress Hill is affiliated with House of Pain, which is clearly Irish. Yeah. We can tie all this shit back. Yeah. I can't believe that we found a way to tie Willy Wonka back to Irishness or the color green. I'm sure that the color green – well, Oompa Loompas,
they're green.
Some green in there too, right? Yeah. There's some orange.
Well, there's some yellow. Green. Yeah. They're kind of a greenish
– anyway.
Everything – okay, everybody is Irish tomorrow. Right?
Mm-hmm.
On St. Patrick's Day. And if you're listening to this tomorrow...
Oh, now remember, when you're listening to this, it is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Unless, Ian, you'll be listening to it next Thursday, and you'll be yawning, and you'll only listen to half of it. And then that'll be it.
Well, that's enough for me. But the thing is that everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, and every other day of the year, everyone is Willy Wonka. That is how it works. Every day, you're Willy Wonka. You are Joe. I am... Your wife is, my wife is, my kid is, your dog is. Everybody's Willy Wonka, except tomorrow. Or today, if you're listening to this tomorrow, or yesterday, if you're listening to this the day after tomorrow. And if you're listening to this on Thursday, I don't know what day it is, but it's not today. You're Willy Wonka. Every other day, you're Irish.
That's profound.
It is profound.
And you know what? Profound rhymes with jump around.
Jump around. Well, I would have found a clip by now and gone, weep.
I was waiting for you to do it. I felt like we were just killing time until we could get some House of Pain on this shit.
I should have done that. I could try while you get set up for some stuff because we're at minute 40.
Oh, well, maybe it is time again to try and pay for this podcast. I say try. Yoda would say, and Yoda is green, by the way. Mm-hmm. Yoda would say, there is no try, only succeed. Well, I disagree with that.
I thought it was, there's no try, only do. Is that what he said? Something like that?
Again, I only tried to say the quote correctly, and there is no do. So here we go.
There is no... Wait, hang on. That's not what I was hoping for. Where's the... Wee!
You know, doing? I just kind of like...
Oh, here it goes. Love. Okay, enough of that. Joe, do you want to take us into our next segment?
Yes, I do. I'm ready to pay for this podcast. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it.
Do you have an intro for me? You want to walk me through it?
I thought you were going to do something where I was supposed to do something, and then something was going to happen, and then I was going to do something.
No, all I need is my my intro, my normal intro. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And fuck you. Because it's that time of year again to stop by your local McDonald's and get yourself a Shamrock Shake. It's green. That's it. Well, it also tastes like mint, but who cares? It's the color of a shamrock, and therefore can be associated with this holiday. We know you're going to buy one anyway. Come on, suckers. Just get the stupid shake. We don't even need to advertise this anymore. I don't even know why I'm reading this. We've had you by the balls for decades. In fact, it isn't necessary to market this product to your fat children either. You've passed the desire for a shamrock shake through your DNA to all of your progeny. This is forever. That's right, McBitch. Also, it's only once a year. You can't buy a mint shake from McDonald's at any other time. Baskin-Robbins will sell you one on St. Patrick's Day, on Christmas Day, or in the middle of the summer. And that shake is much better. Doesn't matter. Today you'll buy a Shamrock Shake. Why doesn't McDonald's sell these shakes year-round, you may ask? Well, if you think this is a stupid idea on our part, then you're sorely underestimating our powers. No matter who you are in no position to question the McDonald's business model. I know, the breakfast until 10:30 thing seemed weird too, right? And now suddenly it's all day. Why wait all those years? Believe me, we timed that shit just right. You'll never understand, and you don't need to. Just drink your fucking green shake and wait for the McRib to come back. The Shamrock Shake. Available now for a limited time at McDonald's.
That was beautiful. And can I say something?
Sure.
I totally forgot about Shamrock Shakes, and I fucking love Shamrock Shakes. Nothing that you read in that ad that they gave you that you did not write, but that they gave you was a lie. I love Shamrock Shakes. I didn't ever understand. That's mint, that flavor? I did not know. I didn't know.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
I think there was a lot of transparency in that ad. I think.
Very transparent. I did not know Shamrock Shakes were mint flavored. I just called them Shamrock Shake flavored. I didn't realize it was supposed to be mint. It's a revelation.
Now it's, you know, yeah, it is. It is. Well, I could say that as I read through it, I felt like I was really kind of expressing some of the disdain that McDonald's has, or like some sort of like there's a condescending attitude.
There is.
And I was getting into it, and then I realized that I think who wrote that was Ronald McDonald himself.
Must have been.
And as about fucking halfway through the ad, I envisioned myself as Ronald McDonald.
When I have fever dreams, you are Ro McDo, and it's pretty fucking scary.
You call him Ro McDo?
Yeah, because it's you, but you're Ro McDo, and instead of being red and yellow and white, you're green and black and white.
Yeah, because it's St. Patrick's
Day. Exactly, and you're chasing me, and you've got this big, huge fucking machete, but it's floppy. It's like a floppy machete, but I know it'll fuck my shit up if you catch me.
And all the clown makeup is in a very disturbing way, like melting off of his face as he chases you with the machete.
With the floppy machete, yeah, it's like his makeup is
it's a floppy machete. Sorry.
It's a floppy machete, and the makeup is Shamrock Shake. It's dripping, but it never stops dripping. Like, you would think it would, like, come off completely and reveal a skull beneath it, but it's constantly dripping. That's what's happening in my fever dream. And like I said, it's you, Joe, what? Actually.
Oh, shit. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the horror episode of JBC.
Speaking of horror, we have 15 minutes left. Do you want to tell me why we should never do this again? Or is it too soon?
No, I don't think it's too soon. I think I'd like to argue for the cancellation of this podcast.
Okay, I think that you should, so.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome, everyone, to this, the St. Paddy's Day edition of Arguments for Cancellation. Let me see if I can break this down. I feel like I tried to bring it up a little bit earlier, but the fact is, as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and as we've celebrated it before on this podcast a year ago, I feel that we've been very disrespectful to a certain culture. And I think that everyone needs to be culturally sensitive. Well, on St. Patrick's Day, especially us, we are not. Now, I was working today thinking about stories that I might be able to tell, and it seemed all very insensitive in a lot of ways. Also, it's just kind of sad. I feel like I'm exploiting a problem, and we exploited this problem last year, and that is grown men shitting themselves.
Yes.
So to exploit that is a little bit sad. I was going to scrap this entire thing, but I decided to move forward with it because I thought it would be a good way to stop the podcast. So let's just do it. And then I also started talking to someone that wanted to join in. And that person, that leprechaun's name is Willie McSillyputty. And he's going to join us for this. And by the end of this whole thing, I think it'll be clear that we need to stop this. So say hi, Willie.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, cousins. And a good evening to ya.
Okay, well, hello there, McSillyputty. So I'm going to tell this story again. It's not for entertainment. Really, it's just to give you evidence to stop this, Jason. I hope that I convince you. Mm-hmm. So I had a friend, Mark, who was having a birthday party. He was in his early 20s. This guy is a very responsible guy now. But in his early 20s, he was not. He was having a birthday party. It was an intimate party. There was maybe 10, 15 people there. And we ran out of booze. And he decided he wanted to walk down the street and buy a couple of bottles and a bunch of beer. And he was already super, super, super drunk. Just he started celebrating the evening before. Again, this is gross irresponsibility. And I went with him. I was also very drunk. I remember this well. He was looking in a liquor store. He was looking at beers, trying to decide which beer he wanted. And he slowly started stroking his chin, thinking about it, just really, really thinking about it. And then I heard a sound like someone hawking a loogie. But that was his butt shooting a turd into his pants. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Jason?
I'm here. Yeah.
So I didn't realize that was the sound, but I looked at his face and his eyebrows went up. His hand stayed at his chin. And he had realized he had just shat his pants. And he kind of like started scuttling over and dipped really quickly. It almost looked like he did like a shoulder roll behind a corner and went into a bathroom, I think, to deal with the situation. And this is what happens. You get really drunk. He was just trying to do the right thing. He wanted to get the right beer. He had drank too much. He was super, super drunk. his decision making wasn't going to be good anyway. But then all of a sudden he had lost control of his bodily functions. So my friend here, who is with us, Willie McSillyputty, he's decided after every story that I tell to come up with a limerick. Now, he's a leprechaun, so he can come up with a limerick based on any story that I just told. So this is the story of Mark in Limerick. Go ahead, Willie.
Although Marky Boy's birthday was poppin', when the booze ran out, he went shopping. As Mark drunkenly thought about which beer should be bought, from his butt to his shorts, poop was dropping.
Jesus.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's the story of Marky. That's what we called him back in the day, Marky. Now, are you ready, Jason? I want to know that you're still on board here.
I am on board. Okay.
So the next story is about – the next story that I have is about a man named Rob. Now, I met him in college, and he was a super rich guy. His parents had a mansion in Saudi Arabia.
Whoa.
You know, really interesting. He told me this story. I wasn't there for this one. I've never been in Saudi Arabia. But he was during this story. He had a big party in this mansion in Saudi Arabia, and he woke up the next day, and I don't know why this sticks out, but he was wearing silk pajamas. Okay, that just seems extravagant. And he was super hungover, and I don't care how many silk pajamas you have. If you're hungover enough, you are a scumbag. And that's how he felt. And he walked into a room, and he was standing on this rug that apparently cost like $50,000.
Jesus.
And he was watching the ocean through the balcony out of a window, I suppose. I have this image that he was on a balcony, but he was watching the ocean, the sun glinting off the ocean, and he started to feel just a little bit better. And all of a sudden, his butthole just opened up, and diarrhea dribbled down his leg. He said it didn't even touch his silk pajamas. I don't believe that at all, but just dribbled down his leg off of his foot and ruined the super expensive rug. Just ruined it. And he got in trouble. Like his parents who owned the rug, that was the problem. Like he was able to clean up the whole party. He didn't get in trouble for any of that. And I think he was 18 at the time. Mm-hmm. He got in trouble because he ruined, with his own diarrhea, while staring at the sun glinting off of the ocean in Saudi Arabia, he ruined this rug. And so, I don't know, Willie McSillyputty, do you have a limericker for that?
Rob woke in his mansion just hurting. He had drinking too much, he was certain. But he ruined the rug when his ass came unplugged. 'Twas a river of shit he was squirting.
Silly.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It is. But not bad. I mean, right off the top of his head.
Yeah.
Good job, Willie.
Not too shabby.
Yeah. Okay, so I have one more story. Okay. I hope I'm not taking too much time, Jason.
No.
I feel like you're barely tolerating this shit, and that's kind of the point.
No, it's yeah, okay. Yep.
Go ahead. Do you have a comment?
No, I don't. I no.
Okay, so the third story is about my friend Ken. He pulled this thing that we ended up calling the tornado. We had a few other names for it, but I thought it was really funny. And this is also a story of a man shitting his pants. And by the way, Rob would tell us that he didn't shit his pants. He only shit a rug. I don't believe that. You can't get the diarrhea past the silk pajamas. I think he shit his pants. That's why – look, it works. The man shit his pants. I don't believe him. Ken did what's called a tornado. Now, he really, really needed to poop. And he pulled down his pants and put his butt over the toilet, but then realized he was so drunk, actually – he needed a barf. So he barfed in his pants. And then he realized, oh, God, maybe I should turn around and barf in the toilet. So he turned around to barf in the toilet, and then he shit on the barf in his pants. And then he needed again to shit, so he turned back around to shit in the toilet, and then he barfed on the shit and barf in his pants. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
And it was terrible. It was just – we called it the tornado. There was a few other names for it. It's a terrible story. I think that maybe Willie has a limerick for it. McSilly buddy?
At the toilet, Ken pulls down his pants. Diarrhea must blast from his ass. But his lunch won't stay down, so he twirls around, and we call it the shit and barf dance.
So these are reasons why we shouldn't do this podcast anymore?
I think that's enough. Did I convince you?
I'm going to be frank with you, Joe. Actually, I'm going to be Jason, but whatever. What's that got to do with us?
Because this is what I've been working on all day.
Yeah, okay.
I represent the podcast, and this is fucking terrible.
That's what I thought. You have convinced me. And you know what else you've done? You fucking convinced me.
I think you just fucking convinced me. Sometimes that is better.
So, Joe, any chance we can get that silly McPutty Willie? What's his name? Willie McSilly Putty?
Well, he's a real leprechaun. I thought he was just a midget, but
wearing green.
He did some magic tricks for me. It wasn't magic. It was real. He's a leprechaun. And, but his main thing was he was like, he told me tell any story. Well, he's still here. Actually, he has disappeared. I was about to just have him comment on his powers, but poof, he disappeared, and I saw a rainbow appear and then slowly disappear into the sky. Anyway, what he told me was, whatever story you tell, I immediately have a limerick for it. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what fucking stupid story you have to say. I will have a perfect limerick for it immediately. And I was like, that's better than appearing and disappearing. That's better than being a midget with a green top hat.
Yeah. So you, excuse me, you met Willie McSilly Putty. He told you that he can make a limerick out of any story. You're like, okay, challenge accepted. You gave him three stories. He gave you three limericks. And to you, that represents kind of what we're all about here on JBC, which is stories about getting drunk, shitting yourself in apparently all over the world, and magic fairy leprechauns making limericks about it. I agree with you. That is the essence of JBC, and you are right. We should never, ever do this again. But you know what? We're going to. You know why?
Jason, why?
Because even though you've convinced me, I think that you deserve to live in, your own house of pain. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think you deserve to live in your own house of pain. And at that point, the music was supposed to come on, but I fucked it up. And that's just par for the course.
I can hear it in my head.
That's all that matters.
But I do want to declare, I want to clarify thing okay. something for you. That is, it's just that there was all this pressure to come up with some sort of content that had something to do with St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. And I realized, I'm exploiting my friends who have shit in their pants because I have this, again, that's kind of limited comedically that I keep bringing up grown men shit in their pants. But also, I'm talking, I don't think that William McSilly Putty understands it, but he is an affront to Irish people everywhere. He doesn't get that. And the fact that he was willing to come on the show, I think is just offensive to Irish people.
Right.
And that's my argument.
And you are,
I know that we're beyond that now.
No. And you are part Irish, so it's offensive to you. And that is one of the many rooms.
Yes, I can say that. I'm part Irish.
Yes.
God damn it. His very presence as a leprechaun is like, God damn, you're a caricature of everything wrong with my culture.
Yeah, and that is one of the many rooms in the House of Pain, Joe.
It's one of the many rooms in the House of Pain.
In the House of Pain. Being offended, and I want you to live in a House of Pain for a while to make amends, to exonerate yourself. Other words that I'm not really sure that having had this much beer I can properly use to describe why we're going to do another podcast next week. And the theme will be... Joe?
Music.
Music.
Yeah.
And we might have a special guest. And
I hope so.
I hope we do too. And if we don't, you know what? I think we should call these guys. See what I did there?
Oh, that was very good. Yeah. And you know what? In the name of McDonald's and Larco.
Yeah.
And House of Pain and Willy Wonka.
And goats.
And a green penis with the word green tattooed on it.
Yeah.
I'd like to bid everyone a good evening.
Bye-bye.
He did the screamy thing for me.
That was beautiful.
Top of the evening to ya. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go get Laura.
Who the fuck's Laura?